You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news with a local perspective. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada. Sunday, May 26th marked the beginning of Accessibility Week in Canada. The aim of Accessibility Awareness Week is to celebrate diverse abilities and reflect on how we can make our communities accessible to all people. I went to Ranger Park in Smithers to speak with the Town of Smithers Recreation Coordinator Lauren Allen, who's promoting the accessibility of disc golf. Disc golf is a game much like golf in that you tee off from a pad. I want to get your disc to the destination, which is called the basket, in the fewest throws or strokes possible. Throwing a disc into the basket makes a very satisfying sound. Lauren was working with Ben Anderson and Glenn Ingram, who represent the Bulkley Valley Disc Golf Association, to promote the game and invite people to play it with their eyes closed or ears plugged, or use their non-dominant hand, and also to throw while sitting in a wheelchair. Here's Lauren Allen speaking about why disc golf was a good fit for this accessibility event.
Hi, my name is Lauren Allen. I'm the recreation coordinator with the Town of Smithers.
Tell me what people are walking up and seeing today.
Okay, so today we have Accessibility Awareness Week, and we're launching it with a collaboration with Smithers Disc Golf. Mm-hmm. And essentially what we're going to be doing today is playing in other people's shoes, so learning how to play disc golf in different perspectives. So the four activities that we're going to be doing today is vision impaired throws. We're going to be doing earplugs, yep, throws, wrong arm throws, and then sitting in a wheelchair throws into the disc baskets.
Is this the first year that this has happened, or is this something that's continuing?
Yeah, and this is happening right now simultaneously across Canada, just to launch off Accessibility Awareness Week. So it's starting today.
When people come and they want to play, is the kind of aim for this to just bring a little perspective?
Yeah,
can you yet tell
build perspective, build awareness, and also help support the disc golf society here.
Yeah.
I think it's great what you guys are doing, and it'd be awesome to get more people involved and just bring an awareness to the course as well. But yeah, mostly is to play in other people's shoes. So really learn different perspectives.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to me about what's in your hand here.
Okay. So for vision impaired, we have it's called a Meep tracker.
Yeah.
And it's for tracking where your disc golf goes.
So okay. It's a little disc, like a sticky little disc.
I don't know what to call this.
Yeah. Like a battery, like a appendage.
It's a tracker that attaches to your disc. Yeah. And then this is the sound that it makes here once it connects. Okay, so what this does is it's an app that you can get called Meep on your phone, and then once it connects to the battery that's attached to the disc, it just helps for people to find where their disc went.
Also on Sunday at Ranger Park, I caught up with Will Uxbatska Galau, or Jeremy Paul, who just released his second Smolyak's language rock album called Sipinsk, under the name Saltwater Hank. This record came out on Saturday, May 25th, and Jeremy unleashed it in Prince George, where he cut his teeth as a young artist in a band called Gibao. Jeremy is working to bring Smolyaks to more people through his work with the Tsimshian Culture Society and his music. So now let's go to my brief chat with Jeremy Paul of Saltwater Hank.
So we are putting this album out. It's a bunch of songs that we've been doing live for a while. I guess in November we recorded it down in the Okanagan at a friend of mine's analog studio. There's no computers in that studio. It's all this tape. And we just did it live off the floor, fresh off of a tour, which was like really great because we were tight after the tour and then just went straight into the studio, did a bunch of stuff. It was mostly second take that we got things done. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now we got it on a vinyl record and it's good to go. It's definitely more of a rock and roll progression from the last record, mm-hmm, which had a lot of country elements. This one's just straight ahead rock and roll, all in some Aliyah language.
Can you tell me the name of the album?
Sipinsk.
And what does that mean?
Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who did the album art for it?
That's my cousin, Kelly Clifton. Her real name is Adjiksim Kipaik. And she's also from partly bass. She's Tim Tien, really heavily involved in the language as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's quite a good fit.
I guess just one last thing, if you want to maybe, do you want to do just a little update on how the Spanish immersion program is going as well?
Yeah, which is actually how I got to take off here pretty much immediately, because we're doing an event tonight. We're launching a household fluency program where we're pairing up like a group of elders with a couple of different families to get them as fluent as they can in the language. And the thing with these families is they have very young children who are also learning the language. That's the path that we're choosing to go. And it's
like intergenerational. It's a pilot. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And when a language is spoken at home, it sticks. It's just the research shows it, real life experience shows it. So we're trying that. It's a pilot project, and we're just, today's the launch.
What's the word for disc golf? What's the Somaliak word for disc golf?
I was trying to think of how that would be. It would be like, Naga wal oi would be like, you got to throw it long.
Sweet.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But the disc itself, it's got to be like, a circular flying thing.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, I've got that recorded. We can learn it now. Jeremy, I know you're busy, so thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much.
Every summer, the Smithers Pride Society hosts the annual Pride celebration for the LGBTQS+ community. But last year, the Society's events were met with backlash online and a protest at Town Hall. In April of 2023, when the Pride Society started to release information about the events, online there was backlash to, in particular, drag story time at the library. On Facebook, the protest organizers encouraged people to gather for a silent protest to object to the town bringing in drag queens for story time at the school and library. 200 people showed up to a council meeting in May, and one of the speakers referenced a petition that he brought to council for a formal request to cancel the Pride events in Smithers altogether. However, the Smithers Public Library was never hosting a drag story time. Last year, the organizers at Pride were basically playing whack-a-mole, with slanderous posters being put up around town, protests, petitions, and posters, as well as posts online, and then also at the council meeting that I mentioned, the existence of Pride in Smithers itself seemed to be up for debate. Last year, at the center of a lot of this was River Wild, the non-binary performer who performed as a drag pirate to read stories to children at the daytime Pride event, which happened at Beauville Square in Smithers. This year, I caught up with River to address this year's Pride events and how they are feeling about getting back on the horse of being in the public sphere in drag, performing for an audience in Smithers again.
Still recovering from last year.
Okay, if you'll start by introducing yourself.
I'm River Wild, and I've been part of helping Pride celebrations for the last few years. I'm also a social worker and sit on the board of CACK Radio. And I am excited to be sitting here with you.
Now, it's a big question because there's so much going on for Pride. But this year, how is this year feeling for you?
It's feeling full and exciting in the sense of we had a bunch of new people join Pride last year. So we have a bunch of new people with new energy and are excited to come on board, and they're learning the ropes, and it's been nice to be able to step back for some of the things. And we're excited to, of course, have the queens again. Mm-hmm. And for myself, obviously, I'm still recovering from last year. Last year was a pretty emotional year with the opposition and protest. And so I don't know if it's just a bit different this year, but obviously we waited to have a release a bit later in the month, so there's less time for reaction. But we've also just tried to do our best to keep things in a way that people are in the know and have a way to reach out and talk to people if they have mm-hmm. questions or concerns. Yeah. And so far, things have been relatively positive in the community.
Excellent. Yeah.
And we're excited about that. And it's going to be a fun event. There's a full day. We have two shows for the queens this time. So there's a pre-show. An early show that's a sit-down, so more accessible for people. And then
at the old church.
At the old church, yeah. And then the after-show party, which was a 19-plus event that is also happening. So we're excited about that. And, of course, the drag brunch will be happening. That's through Roadhouse. And we'll be doing our live performances on stage for Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a bit myself. I'm going to do a little podcast pre-story. I'm going to just go and stand there awkwardly, I think. I might turn my back to the audience. Might do something really like interpretive dance. So like
feel
that.
It out. But see you at the
moment. I'm going to do some canned stuff because I'm just too emotional to do it live.
That's what I was going to ask actually, is if that's still going to be a part of it this year.
Yeah. So I'm going to, there's a song I'm going to bring in that obviously the filters aren't necessarily going to be on the mic that I had. So that was a bit of a thing. And then I also realized it's nasty key for me. And if I get any sort of emotional, it'll just be like, singing to the mice. So I figured I'll just do some canned music for my set, but everybody else is going to be live.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, the Queen, we're going to have Alma doing some hosting this year on main stage. So just everybody's going to be getting to experience some kind of, get to meet the Queens as well as come out and celebrate pride and inclusivity and really trying to have people feel included. Again, always welcoming everybody.
Yep.
To come that even if you don't necessarily identify as part of the queer community is about just community and coming together for everybody. So I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.